No.
Morning. Aloha kākou. Welcome to the Hawaii Island Burial Council meeting, Thursday, March 21st, 2024. We're at the Division of Forestry and Wildlife Conference Room. I'd like to do some roll call first. Who's my right?
Okudes, Kaud, Sharifana Hilo.
Kalena Blakemore, Puna. And I will go to the screen now to hear from those zooming in.
La Crivello, Fauna.
I'ini kahakalau hamakua.
I'm shifting staff members.
Kia, burial site specialist.
Christian Omara, burial site specialist.
Noah Gomes, ethnographer.
Aloha. Mahalo for being here. Could we please do pule, Uncle Des?
E puni kako. Help us to remember, help us to heal, and help us to be one with our core. Amen.
Amen. Our first item is number three on our minutes that we need to approve from January 18th. Hopefully everyone had a chance to read the minutes. If so, we get a motion to approve the minutes.
I move to accept.
Second.
So we have a motion to accept the minutes by Uncle Desmond and seconded by Traven. Can we take a vote? All those in favor say aye and hold your hand up. We have one, two, I'm assuming it's
Aye.
aye,
Sorry.
Uncle Des, are you voting yes?
Yes.
Okay. So our minutes are approved. Motion passed.
Hello, my Amy. Your camera gotta be on.
Oh, okay. Hikino. Let me switch onto this side of the Zoom.
Okay.
I'm
You
on
know,
the actual screen right now.
the council member camera's gotta be on to show the quorum. Sorry.
Hikino. Okay.
Sorry.
No problem. I'm just on the phone side of Zoom, so I might just have to log off real quick and come back on with the camera.
So can we proceed, or do we have to wait? Or
Okay.
So the motion has to approve our minutes. Unanimous. Our next item of business, number four, is descendancy recognition application of Josefina Lucia M. Momone Minor to the Native Hawaiian skeletal remains of Samuel Napoleon, located at Ka'ala'iki Ahupua Ka'u District, Island of Hawaii, TMK 39-5-016:006. Information, discussion, and determination. Discussion and determination whether to recognize the applicant as a lineal descendant to the above Native Hawaiian skeletal remains. Council may elect to go into executive session. Pursuant to HAR 13-325D, the council may close a meeting whenever location or description of a Native Hawaiian burial site is under consideration. So, Josefina, I see a beautiful black and white photo of you in our Zoom meeting. Do you want to turn your camera on and would you like to make a testimony here in front of the council?
There it is. Good
morning.
Good morning. Okay, so I'm a little unprepared for today. Sorry about that. But yes, we are here, or me and my nephew are here today to claim descendant rights for Samuel Napoleon. Samuel Napoleon was my, if I'm not mistaken, Nicola, correct me if I'm wrong, my great, great, great grandmother's son. Correct, Nicola?
Sorry, but this, I gotta think.
How many grades are you going back? Three,
my
right?
Three.
Or three. Okay, I was
your correct. Two.
My two.
Me three, you two.
My two. So that was my great-great-grandfather's brother. From the stories that we've been told, and this is from mom to man, he was the only one buried near our house lot. And it took us a very, very long time to find him. But he is there. We have found him. My sister has been the one who has been consistently going down, consistently, probably I would say every 2 to 3 weeks, to cut grass and to maintain. My mother was so persistent that we actually were able to get her buried there. And thankfully, thanks to Stanley from Dodo Mortuary, he was actually able to go ahead and find records through historical that there is a graveyard there. And we were able to get her buried there because she wanted to be near her family. Our biggest issue is, of course, getting him recognized, because he's not recognized as being there as far as, like, unless we go historical, then we can find him. But it's been a chore. It's definitely been a chore to find him. But along the way, we've been, I don't even know how to explain, but it's just been an emotional ride to try and find and validate everything that my mom has dug up over the years. So that's kind of where we're at right now, is to get all the work that my mom put in to be recognized. And of course, pass it on to the next generation, which would be Nicola and my kids, and keep it going, keep that in the family, because she's fought so hard to keep at least that plot of land where she's buried in the family. I'm so sorry. So our hope is just to get him recognized as our ancestor, so that we can go ahead and start claiming the rest of our family that is there, because they deserve it. They deserve to be recognized, and they deserve to be cared for. So yeah, that's where we're at. So I don't know, Nicola, you have anything you want to add? Because you know your aunt get emotional, yeah, this kind of stuff.
Aloha Council, if I may. My name is Mikala. Just to kind of share a little bit of genealogy to our ties to the land. So I am the son of Gina Mamon, who's the older sister of Pomai Josephina. I'm the grandson of Harriet Ailao Napoleon, great grandson of George K. Napoleon, great great grandson of George W. Napoleon, who is the brother of Samuel. Great 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 grandson of Peke Kimokeo, whom the land originates from. Just to kind of echo off of what my auntie said, it's basically just a continuation and hopefully completion of a process, a process that my grandma went through from when she was young. You know, I never realized why when I was in high school, all my cousins got to play outside. I have to stay inside and listen to the stories and the mo'olelo and the genealogy. And now it kind of makes sense. You know, my grandma would always say that Ka'alaiki was always like her pu'uhonua, right? It was her place of refuge. She used, whenever something went wrong in her life, you know, something emotional, something traumatic, she found herself back home in Ka'u. And it's something down to my mom, guys, and her siblings and myself. You know, the place is powerful. It's like a home away from home. And, you know, like Matthew said, the Eevees over there, they were buried for so long, you know, land not maintained, grass grow long. For those in Kau, you guys know how quickly the grass grow. But yeah, that place is just, there's a tie that I can't explain. The ancestral lines that we have comes from so many different pieces of that land. My grandma is buried there. I have first cousins buried there. I have first cousins scattered in the ocean, in the pond. I have my grandpa and my uncle, they all, you know, they were taken down there. It's probably where my parents are going to end up, and they're gone, and so on and so forth. So, like Matthew said, the our kupuna down there deserve to be cared for. They deserve to be claimed, and I don't want to say we're not going to rest until it's done, but I mean, this is just a process we need to go through. So, yeah, just to kind of echo off everything she said, some chins that need answering for the time being.
Mahalo, Mihala. Thank you, Giuseppina. Do we have any comments or questions from the council?
I have a question for you, Mikala. You folks were visited that burial site recently. You folks had conducted ceremonies there, is that correct?
Yes, Manthi, that's correct.
What did you folks conduct? What kind of ceremony did you folks conduct? You had a whole level or
Mikala, you can kind of sound off of that.
In terms of for this is for Samuel. Over this.
What is that again, Mikala?
Want to know kind of ceremony? Is this
Oh, you folks gathered there, but didn't the families gather there for
this is you speak of for Samuel.
Oh, yeah, Sam.
For yes, family, you know, my grandma, my grandma, my grandpa. The latest up there is my grandma's youngest brother, Gary Napoleon. I think that was maybe 2, 3 years ago. He's also there next to her, her ahu that we built for her.
Right.
I'm sorry.
What I'm getting at is that you folks visit the place frequently.
Yes.
You guys there in Malama, the area.
Yes.
Is that site, does it have a number? It has a site number, right? Sorry. Yeah, that's all. That's all I have.
H, I believe so.
No other questions that you can make a motion on that.
I was thinking we could combine the two
I think so.
item A and item B since you're both biological relatives. If you would like that to happen, Josefina and Mikala, we can get a motion on the floor to combine item A and B for descendancy recognition.
Is that a motion?
Yes.
I can't make it, but somebody else
I'll make the motion
can. Okay, quick question. Can we just do we need to do the two motions, or
fine.
can we motion and just include them both in our motion?
That's what we're doing right now. We're trying to
Okay.
combine item A and B. Uncle Des made a motion to combine the two
Okay,
so we
cool.
can recognize them at the same
You're
time.
asking if this is accepted in one motion, yeah? It
Yeah,
will
can we
be.
just accept them on both in one motion?
Yeah.
Once they're combined, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And Traven has seconded that motion to combine. All those in favor of combining item A and B for lineal recognition, please say aye or raise your hand. Yeah, I get one. Ini, you said yes. Okay. So that motion passes unanimously to combine A and B item. And now we will need a motion to let me first read what we've gotten from
Yeah, put it
Shifty.
directly for.
So Shifty looks at their genealogy, and that's what we have here is a letter and recommendation to recognize them. So I'll just read it to be formalizing. Descendancy recognition application of Giuseppina Lucia P. Momoni Minor and also William M. Demota to the Native Hawaiian skeletal remains of Samuel Napoleon, located at Kalaiki, Ahupua'a, Kau District, Island of Kauai, TNK 39-5-016:006. for the purpose of establishing and substantiating a lineal cultural descending claim to the unidentified skeletal remains to the above property. The named individual below has submitted an application to the Department of Land and Natural Resources, State Historic Preservation Division for assessment and verification pursuant to Hawaii Administrative Rules 13-300-35. The administrative rules require that the applicant provide evidence of direct or collateral genealogical connections to certain Native Hawaiian skeletal remains. In this case, the applicant has submitted information genealogically connecting herself and himself to Samuel Napoleon, who is buried at the above TMK. Ship D has verified these documents through birth certificates, death records, and census records. Therefore, the Ship D recommends that the HIBC recognize Josephina Lucia P. Mamoni Minor and William M. Demota as lineal descendants. Please direct any additional inquiries to our HIBC site specialist, Christian Amarad. So they recommend that we go ahead and recognize them as lineal descendants.
Before I make the motion, I just want to say, I've seen all the work your ohana's put into keeping that area cleaned up, and it's a tremendous difference from when it was covered in the grass. So mahalo for all the work you guys continue to do. I'm down there a lot, so I see the changes as soon as they happen. And I move to recognize William M. Demata and Josephina Mamone as lineal descendants to Samuel Napoleon, located in Kalaikiahupua'akahu District, Island of Tofai, ETMK 39-5-016.
I seconded motion in COVID.
Okay. So all those in favor of recognizing them as lineal descendants, please say aye. Yep, motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Thank you, Jespina and Nikala. Appreciate you guys being here and providing your testimony.
Mahalo for you guys' time.
Thank you, mahalo.
Hey, yo. Hey, go back to work, Nikala.
Mahalo, Cortez, mahalo. Lau mai ka'i, everybody.
Aloha, we hope. So next on our agenda, item C is descendancy recognition application of Lily and El Sousa to the Native Hawaiian skeletal remains of Apella Opio, Kamela Kalehano, unnamed twin of Apella Opio, and Stetapano Kaleohana, located at Mililii Ahupua'a, South Kona District, Island of Hawaii, TMK 3. 8-9-004:018. Again, the council may elect to go into an executive session if you guys want privacy or not. And so again, like you just saw our previous descendants, we open the floor for your testimony and your connection to these burials. It's more than one, it looks like. Yes. So welcome and thank you for being here. And if you would like to
Chair.
Oh, wait. Chris?
I want to make an impression that Apella Opio is also known as Apella Kaleohana Jr.
Apella Kaleohana
Junior. Junior. Okay. Yeah. So, Apella, my name is Lydia Susa, and I am related to burial area. That would be my great.
Hello, I'm so sorry to interrupt. Do you guys mind, Lillian, do you mind moving up a little bit? I can't quite hear you. Sorry.
I can stand. How's that?
So,
can you still hear? Come on, friend. Turn to the other room. Malfunction.
Yes.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. Hello. Hi. Hello. Yeah, so all this work started probably years ago, and Josephina made me very emotional. Sorry. Because it's a good thing that when I see other people doing this kind of thing. It really matters a lot. Anyway, I didn't plan to be emotional.
It's all right.
Certainly. Okay, so I have my uncle here. He used to live on that TMK when they were growing up. And so all of my mom's siblings lived on that parcel. And it's considered a family burial, kind of, that we knew of it growing up. And my uncle's the last remaining child, I suppose, that came from there. So from my mom, she took us back there many times. I don't know why this is so hard. That's really hard. Anyway. Oh gosh.
Maybe it helped them. We're gonna prove this.
Huh?
It might help them. We're gonna prove this. So you can relax.
I know I should relax, but it's not letting me relax. Anyway, okay. You guys with me? Okay, my uncle and my cousin's back there. His name is Clement Chang, and my cousin is Clement Chang Jr. And Camela, who is the oldest of the burials there, is the mother of the three children that are buried there. So there's four graves that we definitely know who they are. The fifth one, what I was told, was possibly a family member named. I'm fine. A family member named Beniamina. And there's a couple of Beniaminas, because I also know of another grave in an adjoining cemetery that has the name Beniamina on it. But thanks to records that was supplied, there's a Beniamina Jr. also. So, you know, there's a tie, I'm sure. Okay, so my great-grandmother Camela is buried back there. My mom used to say that whenever she got scolded by her mom, my mom would run around her grave as a sanctuary, you know, like, oh, help me, grandma, you know. And then her mom would actually stop from pursuing my mom because she was safe with the grandma there. So as I was going back and forth with my mom, we always used to clean the graveyard. And what happened? Oh, there was a story she told me that at one time she had a dream that she was cold, or somebody was cold, and she was drawn to go back to the graveyard. And when she went there and checked, the graveyard was, the cement had cracked and the wind was going through the cracks. And it was like maybe the grandmother asking, you know, to come and fix the grave because she's cold now, you know. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that kept drawing me there. And the graveyard always called to me to be there, and I just didn't know why. But I guess a heavy burden, I mean a good burden, that I should do this or pass it on to the next generation. And they don't know who is there. And I don't know, what else do you need to know?
I know this, so you're blessed, because a lot of our people don't have the blessings of my work, where they connect with our ancestors. Oh. And you have that gift.
Yeah.
Because my tutu is very long. Mele Queen.
Yeah.
It's my family.
My mom used to talk. Yeah. Mele Queen.
Mele Queen. Oh, my tutu.
Yeah.
Her house is right behind our village.
Yeah. long. Usually we get 3 minutes,
oh,
right?
This is your time. No, this is your time. If you have anything more to share.
Yeah, I mean, it draws me all the time. And, you know, I can sit there for hours. You know, I could stay there all day if I want to. But that's how I kind of found the inscriptions, too, on one of them, Settefano. I thought it was a adult because it was fairly big, you know, the tombstone area. But because there was a faint drawing, handwritten thing on the cement, I would sit there, and certain times of the day the light wasn't as good. But one day it was perfect, and it was like shining right on what I needed to see.
Wow.
And it said, "E ku'u keiki aloha." Then I knew it was a keiki. It answered the question of, is this an adult? And the original grant owner of the area corso there was a man named Settefano Eleohano. And the baby happened to be named after him. And so that got answered. And so I have Settefano, and then I also knew about the twins because I only heard the stories, but actually going to the graveyard made it real for me. You know, one was had a birth certificate and the other one didn't. One was buried more formally and the other one was just a mound of cement. Mm-hmm. But having to know who they are now makes me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And we just wanted to preserve whatever was there to be there and continue to be there, unless the ocean takes it, but, you know, natural causes. One day I actually told my family, I said, that's where I'm going to be buried. I mean, that's where I feel I should be. And it's kind of unusual because the names in the cemetery keeps repeating itself. Camilla is my mom's name also, and my daughter's name is Camilla. And then when we dig into the records even prior, that name came up again, so it keeps repeating itself. And then, so Camilla is one, and Lily is another name that keeps repeating itself. So I'm named after my grandmother, and they all pretty much came from there. And this is my uncle that he came from.
Yeah. My name is Clement Chang Sr., born and raised in Minori, what the land is talking now. We still have a holiday right there by the graveyard, somehow, you know, when houses get old, makule, rotten, popopo, and then somehow
earthquake,
and then at one time, my dad was sleeping there, but he said, you know, I don't want to sleep here tonight. I couldn't come home to the other house. We have another family home down close to the park, the middle school. So he came here there that night. Just so happened that night, some night, the house fell down. We think he again, if not, he would be crushed. But anyway, pertaining to what Leanne said about the great grandma's grave, the calvary tree fell on the grave and it cracked and break the headstone. So like Lillian said, grandma was cold for the wind coming into, so I had to fix the grave. So a little patching up, so I guess it was all right.
Did you catch it?
Well, grandpa. My dad, yeah, that's it. So I guess it's all right now. The damage is still there yet, you know, they still have to be fixed up yet on the street.
This is awesome that you folks can connect with. You know, it's a true gift. I would request that folks get together, turn on the telephone and record these stories.
Yeah.
So your moles can hear these stories. What they can pass down is more or less of your family. And it really helps the other lineal descendants that's going to come after you to understand what
folks went through. Mm. But I wouldn't request that. General McDonald, you sit down. May I, you know, and just share these stories and report it. So you're more open and it's going to come later.
Thank you for being here. I called him up last night, actually.
Fetch just told me about this. They said, can you come?
He had dentists.
I see what I can do because I know my wife today she had a doctor's appointment to see doctor's office. And I had a dental appointment at 7:30. So I had to drop her off at doctor's office. When we went there, the doctor's office was still closed yet, so we waited. It was cold for her. Then I thought, you know, I gotta go to the dentist. Had my dentist appointment and I went home. On my way coming down here because I thought it was 9:30 at the meeting. Come in here. I get on the phone.
I don't come here.
I get on the phone call from the nurse from the doctor's office. Oh, your wife is ready to pick up. Okay, I divert when that to pick her up. Drop her off home and came here for the meeting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, at the start of the show. Yeah, mahalo for that. We just, in fact, I was working with Kelly down below, down a fish pond because it focused mapping fish pond and stuff. We always play for the fishing tournament.
Okay.
But if you don't have anything more, I'm going to make a motion to accept. No, that's all. Okay.
There's probably plenty more, but no.
But, you know, but it's a hero. People call these stories, though.
Huh?
Report these stories, please.
Okay, really thank important. You. Aloha.
I move to accept.
Traven second. I would just like to formalize and read the letter that we got from Chip D, just for the record. Descendancy recognition application of Lillian Souza to the Native Hawaiian skeletal remains of Apella Opio, Kamela Kalehano, unnamed twin of Apella Opio, Stetepano Kaleohana, also junior, right? Is it a junior in there? No, a junior. Located at Miloli'i Apapua'a, South Kona District, Island of Hawaii, TMK 38-9-004, colon 018, for the purpose of establishing and substantiating a lineal cultural descendant claim to the unidentified skeletal remains at the above property. The named individual below has submitted an application to the Department of Land and Natural Resources, State Historic Preservation Division for assessment and verification pursuant to Hawaii Administrative Rules 13-300-35. The administrative rules require that the applicant provide evidence of direct or collateral genealogical connections to certain Native Hawaiian skeletal remains. In this case, the applicant has submitted information genealogically connecting herself to Apella Opio, Kamela Kaleohana, unnamed twin of Apella Opio, and Stetepano Kaleohana, who is buried at the above TMK. Chip D has verified these documents through birth certificates, death records, and census records. Therefore, the Chip D recommends that HIBC recognize Lillian L. Souza as a lineal descendant. So, you can call for the vote. All
no.
Vote
for Apella. So he's also known as Apella Kaleohana Jr.
Okay. You could, when you guys
make when I make the letter out to
okay. So unless there's any further questions, we can call for the vote to accept lineal recognition. All those in favor say aye, or do you have a question?
No, I'm raising my hand. Aye.
Aye. Okay, looks like we have a passed unanimous. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming, Uncle, today.
Thank you.
And your wife. He's taller.
I feel like I just got married.
Yeah.
Okay, so last on our, well, almost last, item D is a request that I have made to discuss the with the Hawaii Burial Council's letter, Hawaii Island Burial Council letter to the Department of Interior regarding ownership and jurisdiction of the Kopoho Kumukahi Lighthouse Access Road in Kumukahi, Kula Ahupua'a, Puna District, Island of Hawaii. I'm so glad that Keiki is here today with us and Kimmy. I volunteered to help Keiki draft the letter to the Department of Interior, but then I needed more clarification and bullet points that I'm going to target in the letter that will come from our council. And so that's why we're here today, Keiki, so that you can help us line up our exact specific communication that we need to send to the Department of Interior in the letter from Morgan Rail Council.
Okay.
So.
Thank you. I think if you guys get the handy barrel treatment band, there was a price. The barrel treatment band, if you get the history of the Kapoho Lighthouse and the areas that in question and who is ownership. Yeah. So I can't tell you exactly what page in there, but in your barrel treatment band, so when they talk about the lighthouse and show up here. In this one, I don't know what the current barrel treatment plant. This is on the draft that wasn't passed, but it's going to give the whole history of when it was the lighthouse was planned for 1907, that the thing was for directional and transportation to Marines. So the thing was under the United States Coast Guard. Still retained by the United States Coast Guard, even though the lighthouse itself was decommissioned for approximately 10 years, this thing is still retained that partially by the United States of America. The lighthouse road was again reconstructed after the 1960 lava flow that took the whole town of Buffalo, and so that again reconstructed federal funds again. For navigational purposes, again, underneath the United States Coast Guard. So the whole parcel, including the one that was supposedly under lease until the quick claim title to the from the United States Department of Education to the University of Hawaii, the Hilo, had certain stipulations inside it that wasn't enforced, that guarantee showed you that still retained by the United States of America. Therefore, all of the things that should apply to the burial sites and sacred sites, we had this memorandum that was signed in, I think it was 2001, but all of the federal agencies that they recognize all of these sacred sites, burial sites and everything, on federal lands. So I said, you know what? If they get these things that's protecting all of these indigenous people and American Indian recognized tribes in Alaska. So then it also says extending to Hawaiians. So figure this was already signed prior to this coming to this point, then we gotta hold somebody responsible for signing it. If that's for them, it cannot be discriminating against the Kalapanoli. And in our situation, that's who made the road. The road is still there, and that's how they allow access and pillaging of our barrels. And we still took an area, myself and Kioni, diligently, and without funds or stuff, we were still working to Malama Kupuna, and our purpose there is to re-intermine. So also, the Kamanda Negra, so that again, the Native Graves and Repatriation Act is not being followed. So you should turn and go for repatriation. So we need the guidance of the council, who is the recognized authority, to get some reconciliation so we can fulfill our mitigation plan.
Mahalo. Thank you, Keiki. I did review the quitclaim deed that Katie provided, and I think we've all had it, received it, and I reviewed the lease, and it was a 30-year lease, and if it wasn't reverted, it still falls on the Kumiana is on the grantee, which is the university. I'm a little concerned because there's 50 acres that this lease covers, and the burial complex has three TMK owners. So there's two other private citizens, and then the university, which has a sublease from the U.S. government. So that's the only thing that confuses me is how we iron out that the wrinkles of property, because the burial complex spans over the 3 acres. I mean, three TMK.
When you read the green title deed, it says in perpetuity.
Yes.
There were perpetuity.
Right.
Somehow it is non-stop, forever, connotation to the word perpetuity. So it's held in perpetuity by the United States.
Right, I know that.
So until that thing is discussed, maybe we can have a better definition for the word of perpetuity. I think it's still on.
Yeah, it is a
the responsibility to them. And that's why they're all supposed to be in some, supposed to be done according to every standards. Because we live in the most impoverished district, we're supposed to be having recovery because of the loss of all of the stuff, side, people's homes, the roads, the water, and all these other things. They're somehow getting put back since the lava flow. And then our family are accountable because the politics going on saying that we don't want holding them up because Kumukani Lighthouse Road got to be open first without implementing the preservation plan, mitigation plan, and everything. So that's why the long process of moving through the process of actually finding out who is the recognized land owners, but who's actually ultimately responsible on HIPAA and just what we need to get.
So Kiki did initiate communication with Department of Interior and asked if we could, the lady acknowledged that yes, he was correct, that it does appear to fall under federal jurisdiction. And then it stopped. There was no more communication, I think, until after, it ended in October, I think was the last communication. So Kiki asked if we could please write a letter to this office, the Native Hawaiian lady. She works at the new, her name is Lisa Okiro Suganuma, and she works for that new office, Office of Native Hawaiian Relations. So I will sculpt a letter asking for more information and follow-up on the jurisdiction and the kuleana of the federal agency that has granted this lease to the university, and try to move a little bit of more information and find out what's going on down there before OHA takes, I guess apparently there's been meetings with the university to try to release that land to another agency, and they don't even have the authority to do that. So my whole reason today was to find out what our bullet points are that I need to put out to the Department of Interior. So what I have is allowing access and pillaging on federal lands that are held in perpetuity that we think triggers NAGPRA. And could you please follow up? Is that what our message is?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing too. We've been putting on our own and been patient and everything, but what we got to actually complete as a model for putting us on agenda today is to expedite this, because when we try to go and meet with the Lasseter, the President Lasseter, before he had his meeting in Oahu, Yoni and I flew down and then we talked to him. Everything was in confidence. Next thing we know, they stay in the newspaper, giving and breaking the actual rules of the American Council. It's never been come to you yet. He make it public and tell specifically Kumukai, what happened, where stay, exactly directions, and how to get there. And that's him, with the same guy, that when he flipped his star,
who didn't say one word. But yet, you did, in violation of our stuff, without even our permission, or your guys' permission, to give up the specific information. And luckily, the roads are closed, but people still going in. And even when we was there, people just keep on coming in. Paul don't care. The rest is still there going outside there, trying to stop other people from doing desecration. So that's why, you know, I gotta tell you, this guy starts like me more than just the rest. Every day, every night, for like, I don't know, every time somebody go down there, we gotta go down there. We don't want authority to police, you know what I mean? Lock them up or enforce anything of federal, state, or county rules. So, really serious. I mean, being the rest myself, and I even do anything else.
So I will drop the letter for next month's meeting with highlighting that bullet that I just discussed. And if other people have something they want to add to that, they can. We'll look at the draft for next meeting and then fine tune it. Anybody has thoughts or comments?
I think it's important we just get this process going.
Yeah.
Do that first, and of course, it'll take a while. At least we get it on the record. We keep it forward.
Okay, thank you.
I don't think we need a motion.
No, we don't need a motion. I just need to write it, and then I'll submit it for next month. And we might go into executive session if we need to discuss it privately. All right. Thank you for coming in, Katie. Tony, did you want to add anything? I know this has gone on too long. We know that there's a lot of anger, legitimate anger. So. Thank you guys for listening to that item.
I want to call out of order. I see Wilson Kanakori from Anna. He came to the borough council about a year ago requesting help because Maui wasn't moving forward. When you give them time to speak. Hey, Wilson.
Aloha. You guys can hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, aloha, council members. Thank you for letting me share. Next week I will be making my descendancy claim also. And so it was good for me to see the process of what I probably need to do and what to expect at the council meeting when I go. And my situation is a little different because there's occupants on my family burials. And these burials were unmarked, and they were only told to me by my grandmother's testimony and explained to me. So long story short, the thing that I tried to do and which I accomplished was to get it registered. But to prevent any kind of structure building or desecration. And apparently to the great, out there, the laws are different. And I think they're not set up for, protection of burials because the structure it's an unpermitted structure, a camper trailer, and there's a septic tank that's hooked up. So I assume it's in use. I know one of my main questions for the council would be, is there a protocol or how do I go about it so that I can enforce the laws? I'm illiterate to the laws that protect the burials, and I should be on it and have some kind of a booklet if there is anything that I can help me to learn the laws. And another question I probably would want to ask is, should I ask the owner to come to the council meeting also, because he's now claiming to be family member, and so he's kind of pushing back because seems like he doesn't want to move the structure, and he bought the property with the structure on it already, knowing that it was a burial site, and the archaeologist came before he bought the property and checked it out. That's how we got it registered. So I'm thinking if I should have him come because I want to My objective is to not see any structure on the burial site, especially the septic tank, you know, and to clarify the extent of the burial site, because there's no headstone, but they had cut the mango tree, which was a marker, and those are what defined the burial site. And exactly like how my grandmother said, you see that plateau right there with the tree, coconut trees, that's the burial site. So it could be in the cave, you know, because there's big papa over there. And I don't think, and I've submitted all my paperwork on how my grandmother and my family had owned the property, and she lost it through adverse possession because she was illiterate to the laws. So, you know, we,
yeah, I think a few of us have lost our land that way. Hold on a second, Wilson. I know Uncle Des probably forgot that we need to have you on the agenda as an item for discussion, and we didn't have you written out on our agenda for this month because the AG approves it and then it gets put up on the internet so that people can attend and
that's hear okay.
what's being discussed.
And appreciate.
So I would totally, it sounds awful what you're describing, but I would recommend that you reach out to the burial site specialist. And I'm not sure if this is burial on Maui or if this is on our island here.
Oh yeah, it's on Maui.
Maui for so for sure. Maui would have to be the Maui Burial Council, and you would report to the burial site specialist what you just said to us, and they would give you guidance as to what kind of who would be should come and enforcement and such. So,
okay.
I'm so sorry we can't.
That's okay.
Provide you with any good solutions right now, but definitely the Maui Burial Council, and I would report it to the burial site specialist. And make sure that you ask them to be put on the agenda, because as soon as your agenda item, it's more formalized, and then you'll have more time and space to share what's
address my situation.
Sorry, you sat in
no, here. But thank you for having me this morning, because I got to see and experience what it kind of would be like, what to expect. Thank you, and mahalo, hau mea.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Sorry, one more just one more thing. When you do reach out to you can, and I would, when Kalena was saying reach out to burial site specialist for Maui, Kea and Chris could probably also just give you access to correct me if I'm wrong, to the descendant claim application, so you can take a look at the types of things that you would be expected to provide to them for that claim. And the one thing I just want to say, because I just, this is important for me, and I know it's important for most of us, especially in your case, your mo'oko, how that genealogy is so sacred.
Yep.
So just part of why, like, you notice we don't actually talk about it. We allow the descendants to talk about it if they want, but they actually do that very privately. And then if we want, we can go into exec session. So be careful who you share that with, including the landowner. Just going to say that. Because that's okay. That's your ohana, that's your kuleana, but also you hold on to that and you protect that. So
thank you. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Law.
Okay, awiho.
Awiho.
Awiho. So our last item E is just roles and responsibilities of Hawaii Island Burial Council.
Anybody
have any questions?
Anybody have
any questions?
Not really. Oh,
where's the lunch? He's still almost looking for bento. So. Okay, so let's just go to number 5 announcements. The next meeting is April 18th, next month. It's going to interfere with Mary Monarch, is it?
No, okay. Monarch is the 1st to the 6th.
Yeah.
Are we going to do...
Law wants to go to Kona.
I'm gonna talk about this every meeting. I'm gonna be the pain in everyone's side. Uncle Des.
Thank you.
I really, you know, I never ask for emotion on it. I'm trying not to be a pain in Kayla and Chris's side. But I think I've been on the burial council since 2020, 2021. I've never been to an imprint.
Oh, he froze. Oh, fine, you froze. Okay, we know what she wants to say. She's saying she would like our next meeting to be somewhere in Ponasai.
No, I didn't hear that. She froze.
We should have it at Tijima's, definitely.
Anyway, okay.
Everybody's so, frozen. Well,
Ini's there. No, Ini's there.
Angela's joining us again.
I know. Hi, aloha, Angela. Good to see you.
All the way from the continent.
Yeah, Washington or D.C. or somewhere far away.
In the cold.
Anyway, so I think we know that Law would like to have our next meeting. Ona, we can be accommodating. I'm happy to drive over there. And there you are. Okay.
Well, that was my cue to keep it short. You guys know my whole thing. my whole thing is, can we please start doing our meetings every other kilo kona? Because like today when we had the kona, we had Auntie Lilian here, and you know, I cannot hear you guys very well. And it's so much less personal, and to be, you know, also to be having descendants from Kona, from Kau'u, and not being on this side and stuff. And I preach it every time. Can we please start going every other, and we can still keep it hybrid. People can still participate via video, but really, really wanting to kind of reestablish that place-based pilina and interfacing. It would be really, it's very important to me. So my request is that the next meeting be in Kona. I would love, if Uncle Des is requesting that we get lunch again, cool. Otherwise, you're let me know. Order Tashima's. I say it every time.
There you go, see? I said that.
That sounds good. I'm open to that. Yeah.
I'm all for it.
All and right. And Kea, if you want me to reserve the room, I'll do it.
Say something, Kea.
Which room?
Which room?
Tashima's. You just said Tashima's.
We can do G, we can do C, we can do B12. I don't know. I can talk to Megan and get us a room that you think is big enough size. You tell me the size, I'll reserve the room. I'll even pick up the key. And I'll bring the disinfectant and the trash bags.
Well, you really want it in Kona, eh? All
right. Do we need a motion to adjourn our meeting?
You can have a
Angela, did you want to say anything? No. Okay, you want
to? No, just good to see everyone.
You too.
Move to adjourn this meeting. Second.
All those in favor to adjourn, say aye. Okay.
Aye. Aye. Yes,
thank you.
Aheleo ho mai kai no. E malama mai a mako a palekana. A puka e he ao mā lama lama. A puka. Oi ho.
Mahalo nui.
Good to see you, Evie.
You guys. Take care, Angela.